Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gulcher dictating an endoscopy report on Salvador Sobrado, date of birth 2/2/1966. Date of procedure is December 1st, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gulcher-Dio. Referring physician is Dr. Leslie Garcia Rivera. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with hot snare polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsies, as well as tattoo placement and hemoglobin deployment times 2. Indication is bloating, comma, screening for colon cancer, comma, diarrhea, comma, abdominal pain, comma, history of PUD, comma, abnormal CT abdomen pelvis. Next line, description of procedure and informed consent of the pain period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as ammonia, CLX, into the patient period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, and monitored for anesthesia care period. A well-lubricated on this video, gastro scopes introduced into the septum, and ran to the direct position for the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bone, second and portion of the duodenum, stomach, GE junction, and esophagus period. Electroflexia was obtained, the cardiac period, air resection from the stomach, full withdrawal of the scope period. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position period, as usual, after exam was normal period, a well lubricated on this video. Colonoscope was introduced in the rectum and advanced its transition to approximately 50 centimeters from the anal verge period. This area was edematous, erythematous, and unable to be traversed. Period. A careful examination is made of this area. Comma, descending colon, sigma colon on the rectum period, retroflexes obtained on the rectum period, bowel preparation was good in this area period. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, number one, there was an unremarkable proximal and mid-esophagus. Next line, the urine was regular at 41 centimeters from the pipe block. Next line. There was evidence of gastric erythema. Biopsies were taken in the antrum body for histology. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal bulb erythema that was biopsied for histology. Next line, otherwise, the remainder of the duodenum disease too appeared in a muscle versus biopsy to rule out celiac disease. Next line, there was a duodenal bulb diverticulum noted. Next line. At colonoscopy, number one, the scope was only able to be advanced to approximately 50 centimeters from the anal verge, where there was an area of narrowing period. There was edematous, inflamed red mucosa that was difficult to completely visualize period. Biopsies were obtained in this area for histology period. Next line. There was a polyp noted in the descending colon that was approximately 1.5 centimeters in size, was pedunculated. This was removed without snare polypectomy, and two hemoclips were deployed. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, and there was an approximately 5 millimeter sessile polyp in the sigmoid colon removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexion, non-bleeding. Plan number one, we'll follow a biopsy pathology comma. These were sent off stat for further evaluation to determine whether this is just inflammation in the mucosa or enough, period. Next line. We'll obtain CT colonography for further evaluation of this area. Next line, based on biopsies, may need to attempt repeat colonoscopy. Or possibly referred to oncology / surgery depending on biopsy results. Next line. Follow up in office as privacy scheduled. Next line. Discuss this with the patient, period. Verbalized understanding.